Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, hopefully today, our guest is going to be Dr. Dennis Cuddy, certainly one of my favorite guests, and also a man who's come to be my good friend through the years. Dennis, you happen to be there? All right, well, we're going to get him in just a few minutes, but if you do not read his essays, you can find them at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com, and he writes almost a weekly epistle there, and you'll find them on all sorts of fascinating subjects. We do carry some of his books, Socialism, The Road to World Government is certainly one of them. I think it's called The Road to Socialism, and then Mental Health Screening, and we have a preliminary article, or actually it's about five of the essays, and then there's a book that I think goes from 5 to 15 in this series, and there's probably another 10 or 20 essays since then, but fascinating material that'll help you to understand what's going on. We have a book called A Conspiracy, A Secret Records Revealed. It's a pamphlet that we reproduce here. Then, of course, we have his timeline to the New World Order on education, which is, you know, has, I don't know, 1,000 or more references. Fascinating material. And we're hoping, of course, to get some of his books back in print. And we're working with Paul Walter of actually of News with Views. So, well, right now, let's get to Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dr. Cuddy, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get right down to the brass tacks. Tell us, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, the latest column I have on News with Views is titled, Why Should God Bless America? And it arose, there's a larger picture of this, but the impetus for this was at the July 4th celebration. You could hear a lot of people singing God Bless America, and I was talking to someone, and my mother's well, and I just sort of asked and said, well, why should he? we know that God judges nations. We've seen that in the Bible. And God, after all, is not interested in our material wealth in America or military strength or anything like that. The things of this world are fleeting, passing. The things that are important biblically, as Christ said, are those intangible things, so faith, hope, love, so forth like that. And so he's really interested, God, in our morality and in our souls, whether we're saved or not, and so on. And so I picked one specific thing, but we'll get into some other subjects as well. I looked, just as an example, at the issue of abortion and said in the article, what do you believe God thinks about people who have allowed about 50 million abortions since Roe versus Wade in 1973? And I put in there specifically, this includes most so-called Christians who spend most of their time pursuing the same material possessions as non-believers. They'll go to church on Sunday, maybe Wednesday as well, but then they're pretty much non-distinct from non-believers during the weekday. They pretty much act the same and do many of the same things and spend a lot of their time, watching the stupid sitcoms and soap operas and the like, and spend precious little time trying to end abortion. Now, that doesn't mean, if you don't fight to end abortion, you're going to hell or something. It's just that biblically, there seems to have been a laxity over the last few decades about what it really means to be a Christian. Now, some people rationalize it for different reasons. Well, I'm very busy. I have these other responsibilities and so on. But we all remember the passage about the Good Samaritan.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Hey, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Kenny. And he is asking the question, basically, why should God bless America? And, you know, if you read the Old Testament, and you see this theme over and over again, where when the people of God, the chosen people, turned against God, God, of course, gave them over to their wicked ways, and then he brought their enemies against them and destroyed their cities and destroyed their society, and they were taken away in slavery, and then they came back and they were true to God together for a time, and then they turned against God, and each time God allowed them to be enslaved and begin to lose their wars when they were following God's advice and following God's leadership, why Israel was victorious. But when they turned against God, why God, of course, allowed them to lose the wars. And certainly, could that happen in America? Well, most Americans think no, after all. I mean, God is going to bless America. Well, I believe God has blessed America in the past, but I agree with Dr. Kenny. I see no reason why God should be blessing America today. Go ahead, pick up the story there.
That's exactly right. God does judge nations, and I'm afraid. Well, he's very patient. You know, he's very patient. He, you know, gives every opportunity to repent and turn back to him. But after a certain period of time, that's right. That's what happens to any country, Israel or the U.S. And I'm afraid we're about to catch it pretty good here in the future. And I was picking the particular issue of abortion because it's so stark. The example I said is if all of these people, so-called Christians, got together and organized an opposition to abortion, and that's one of the things that the Holy Bible refers to as the shedding of innocent blood, it's very clear, then it would legally soon end. Now, somebody would say, well, you know, the court stands in the way, the Supreme Court, this, that, and the other. Well, that's a lot of nonsense. Tom Daschle, I've said this before, when he was head of the Democrats in the Senate in the past, he repeatedly would put on legislation a little statement at the end that says, and this is not subject to judicial review. Now, that's part of the Constitution. And it could be, when the Republicans were in control before this last election, they could have easily just passed a simple law, okay, no more abortions, abortion is ended, and then put this little statement, and this is not subject to judicial review. It's extremely simple, but they don't do it. Why don't they do it? Well, we know that Congress is gutless and bought for a lot of them anyway. It's unless the public reacts. And the public is not reacting. And that's where we get into this, the judgment of a nation. Why isn't the public, and I'm talking about the so-called Christians, rallying? I mean, 75, 80, 90% in the polls say, yes, I'm a Christian. Well, if they really are, why aren't they banding together, organizing, and demanding that Congress pass a law and limit the court's jurisdiction? It's very simple. Now, some people say, well, you know, it's those feminists. They've taken over, and they're this, that, and the other. Well, again, that's a lot of nonsense. The original feminists, Susan B. Anthony and the others, were totally opposed to abortion. They call it child murder. They said it was just a means of a man avoiding his responsibility and so on. So, you know, there are a lot of excuses given, but the fact is, if all the people who call themselves Christian would band together in an organized way and demand that Congress end abortion, it could be ended immediately. There's no problem with that, but because the people aren't, including these so-called Christians, because they're deliberately not doing that. They're spending time, you know, watching football games on Sunday afternoon or whatever, soap operas at night when they get home from work, instead of, you know, organizing to end the slaughter of the innocent children in the womb. That this is just one example of how God is watching the morality of a nation. I mean, and it's historical, too. We have the question that I get to this next in my article about do the people probably not remember Thomas Jefferson's quote. Now, this particular quote comes from his notes on the state of Virginia. It's a query XVII, which is 18 and 19, and they misprinted the date there, and 1771. And what he did was he warned, "Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever," end quote. Now, he's very clear about this, and Jefferson isn't a Christian in the traditional sense, but he's a deist, and he believed that Jesus was a great philosopher and so on. But the point is, even Jefferson recognized that God was only going to wait a certain length of time before he decided to crack down on people who were forsaking him. And in one case, you could say, well, we had slavery, and another case, you can say, well, we broke a lot of treaties with the Indians, and we allowed that to happen, you know, all the Cherokees, the Trail of Tears, Andrew Jackson, out to the west, you know, across the Mississippi. We said, this is your land in perpetuity. The Indians found out that perpetuity wasn't forever after all, as soon as we, you know, the westward expansion found gold and silver and so on. But anyway, God looks at moral actions by people and immoral actions by people and decides at a certain time whether these individuals are going to be judged. And so what I just posed was a question or a suggestion for individuals who are interested in this issue. What do you think would happen if you walked into any church on any given Sunday and asked each person what they had done personally in the past year to end abortion? What do you think would happen? And my answer to that rhetorical question is you'd probably be met with this blank stare. You know, if you asked them, you opposed abortion, oh yeah. But if you ask, well, what have you done about it? You know, what have you actually personally done to end it? That's when you'd be met with this sort of blank stare. And a lot of people will, like I said, rationalize. You'll find them say, oh, well, you know, Rudolph Giuliani, for example, says, well, I'm personally opposed, but I can't, you know, so forth and so on. Well, I mean, think about that. What would happen if you say, well, so everybody can own a slave? Well, no. Well, why not? Why don't you say, I'm personally opposed to slavery, but I can't impose my morality and so forth? No. All of these politicians, whether it's the Teddy Kennedys, all of them say, well, I personally don't like abortion. However, ask them, you know, well, do you take the same attitude with every other issue? No. They're out there, you know, demanding civil rights, demanding in the past an end to slavery, demanding this, that, and the other. So that's really an excuse which we shouldn't allow them to get away with. I'm including even Republicans who use that slogan, you know, personally I'm opposed, but that sort of thing. Okay, and so the next, I said that one of the arguments that people use against legal prohibition of abortion is that, well, such a law would be this imposition of morality. Well, once again, we hear that often in, you know, regarding a whole host of issues. In the late 60s and 70s, you had slogans like, do your own thing, look out for number one, don't impose a particular morality on me, you know, keep your laws off my body, you know, those sorts of slogans. But that seems to be where the rhetoric just ends. The so-called Christian doesn't seem to challenge that, when they should just stop and say, well, wait a minute. You mean we shouldn't pass any laws that have any moral connotations? Most of our laws are exactly that. You know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, and so on. And so the reason we have these laws is specifically because some people want to steal. If everyone, for example, I say in the article, agreed not to steal, there would not be any need to impose thou shalt not steal. It's a non-starter there. So it's precisely because some people want to steal that society, quote, imposes, quote, this Ten Commandments moral directive, thou shalt not steal. Americans, and then I get down to, well, what's the difference? I mean, where's the distinction? Where did we go wrong? What has happened to this country, which is supposed to be, coming out of the Declaration of Independence, a moral country, a Christian country, or a Judeo-Christian country? And so the next thing I take up here is that there's a distinction between our revolution and the French Revolution. They sound the same. They're similar slogans. But Americans' freedom isn't the moral license of the French Revolution. That's the difference. It seems today that most of the people, younger people especially, are buying into this idea of freedom and liberty as really meaning moral license. And that really comes more from the French Revolution. Now, before the Revolution, of course, you always had the groundwork laid. And in the early and mid 1700s, you had the French Enlightenment, and there were a bunch of people called the Encyclopedists. And they came up with various revolutionary concepts. And the term that you've heard George Bush use, the current president, about fire in the minds of men, that comes from Dostoevsky's book, The Possessed, 1872. And he's alluding to the concepts by using this term, fire the minds of men. And what he's doing, he's really concerned about the French, the consequences of the French and Russian revolutions. Now, by Russian revolution, I don't mean 1917, but they were revolting all over the place. I mean, Bakunin and, you know, all of these people were revolting. There are a tremendous number of revolts in lots of countries, Italy, Russia, so forth, during the mid-1800s. So he's really concerned about the direction that this is taking, and he uses that term, fire in the minds of men. Now, one of the encyclopedias, there were a number of them, everybody's heard of Jean-Jacques Rousseau and his social contract. But the sort of intellectual leader of these people was Mirabeau, was his name. And he, along with some of the others, Danton, Condorcet, Robespierre, who, you know, became famous later, they were all members of the occultic French Grand Orient Masonic Lodge. Now, they believed, and this is in the mid-1700s, they actually believed that this revolutionary movement would begin in Prussia. Prussia, at the time, consisted of what we know today as Germany, or West Germany, and Poland, Western Poland. And the Bavarian area of that region, sure enough, is where Adam Weishaupt started his occultic Illuminati in the 1770s. In the early 1780s, it was uncovered, the Bavarian police and so forth. And as soon as it became uncovered, the word spread, its members dispersed. They weren't all rounded up. They dispersed, and a number of them went towards the west, forming the Parisian Outlaws League. And they, in turn, helped to foment the French Revolution in 1789.
All right, we're going to have to just hold that thought for a moment, but it's so important that you understand the background of the World Revolution that really began with the American Revolution and continues to be unfolding before us today. And that's why we're fighting in the Middle East. We'll be right back.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
He unleashed upon the Protestant ethic, whereas all the other revolutions were there to destroy the religious beliefs of their people. And that is why we developed a society where, as much as possible within the confines of what men can do, the people of this country were free. Now, that doesn't mean it wasn't imperfect, doesn't mean there were a lot of injustice, but there's never been a country where the power of the central authority has been limited, as it was at least here for a time. Unfortunately, our Constitution has been abandoned by a group of very, very wicked people. And as a result of that, these people of great wealth, who have done everything they could to destroy the religious foundation of this country and centralize all power in Washington, D.C., while we find ourselves in the tragic, tragic straits we are today. Dr. Cuddy, please pick the story up.
Okay, that's an important distinction you are making, and let me digress just for a minute for a little history lesson here. You have to remember what was going on at the time. There was not this instant communication and worldwide global media and so on. So when you had the American colonies, you know, Jamestown, 1607, the Puritans, the Pilgrims, the first universities here were largely religious institutions, Harvard, Princeton. Now they've become very leftist today. But at the time, they were actually begun spread the message through people who had been educated in the scriptures. They would learn Greek, they would learn Latin, and so on. So you had all of our intellectuals, as it were, educated along these lines. So the intellectuals in this country, you know, the Jeffersons and the Madisons and so forth, the leading thinkers, were actually very well grounded in religious principles. It was very important to them. And when the American Revolution came along, they actually used God as a reason, you know, endowed by our Creator, to say we resist this monarchical authority of these the kings, King George, and others. But they used God as their guide for this, their reason, their rationale. God has endowed each of us with these rights, and so this is justification for rebelling or having a revolution against this unjust kingly authority, King George at the time, George III. And so that's the way our revolution developed in the thinking and the intellectuals and so forth. In Europe, it was different. There they communicated with each other. They were across the ocean. They developed their own attitude towards things. You had in the early 1700s the new constitutions of the Freemasons, which no longer mentioned the Trinity, you know, the Holy Trinity and so on. You also at the time had all of these scientific advancements and the Enlightenment, and then so the intellectuals there started to say, well, it's our reason, you know, our thinking ability, ourselves, our elite concepts. We are the great thinkers of the day, and so we will determine what's right for us. And so when they rebelled against authority, it wasn't just monarchical authority they were rebelling against, like the Illuminati and French Revolution. They also rebelled against the moral authority of God. They wanted to kick God out as well, because the whole thing really comes down to who's going to judge whom, right? And so just like the humanists today, they, the French Enlightenment, the people who believed in their reason, the elite, the philosopher king types, they didn't want some, you know, God judging their moral actions. They wanted to do their own thing, just like in the 1960s and 70s. They wanted to be their own little gods. And so there's a clear distinction there between the how these separate revolutionary movements began. And so, well, anyway, enough of that. So there's the distinction between the one movement, the American Revolution, based on godly principles, and the other revolutions, the French Revolution. But as Dr. Stan said, revolutions in Italy and in lots of other places in Europe. It was developing in an entirely different way. Now, they appeal to the common man. You know, they always appeal to the common man. The elite believe they should be the philosopher kings and rule the masses. But their appeal to the common man was, well, you too can judge for yourself what's right or wrong for you based on the situation. And, you know, guess what we got today, right? In public schools, that's what they're teaching the youngsters. You decide based on the situation what's right or wrong for you. So we've totally adopted the values of the French Revolution. I don't know why we keep running around, you know, calling ourselves still abiding by the principles. I mean, we should abide by the principles of the American Revolution, godly principles. But if you look at the schools and what's being taught and what's on the airwaves and what's in the movies and what's in the music, you could say you could track each one of those things back to the French Revolution and the values begun there. So anyway, back to the article. Well, there's a break again.
Hey, it is, and we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. But people must understand that the reason we're in the mess we are today is the people of great wealth who control the wealth of this nation and the world are on the other side. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And, of course, you can find his articles at newswithviews.com. And as we mentioned at the very beginning of the program, we carry all the books that are in print at the present time. And a few we actually print ourselves, like certainly The Road to Socialism. And although we can get copies of that in book form from the Southwest Radio Church, but on mental health screening and certainly his books. We still have a few copies of his book on cover-up, and we're hoping, working with Paul Walter, who actually is newswithviews.com, that we're going to be able to get at least one or two of Dennis's books back in print before long. But anyway, let's pick up the story right there.
One correction. I said earlier that they had misprinted the date in my article regarding Jefferson's notes on the state of Virginia. I think I said 1771. It's really 1781. I've got to call Paul and have him correct that. I don't know why they put that incorrect date, but I want your listeners to know it's 1781. Anyway, the last thing Dr. Stan said just before the break was about men of power, influence, and money controlling things and pushing the society in a particular direction. And so that's important to remember, because these elite, the philosopher kings, they would always say, well, you know, we want the people to be free and so on. It's sort of like in the 60s, well, we want all of you youngsters to be independent from your parents. I remember the Jefferson Airplane, the Who, Mothers of Invention, all these groups said, yeah, we want to have a generation gap. That was a term being used then, the generation gap. We want to create this. We want to separate youngsters from their parents' values and so on. The only trouble is it was part of a process, and the example I usually give is Issues in Human Relations Training. It was a booklet. It came out in 1962. It's by the National Training Lads, which was part of the NEA, the National Education Association. Don't forget that. They were behind a lot of this stuff. And they literally said their sensitivity training amounted to brainwashing. They unfreeze values, they change them, or refreeze them. Now, they always package it in terms of independent. You know, like the bright kid, we want to separate. You're an advanced learner. You know, you're special. We will take advanced courses because you're so smart. And because you're so smart, you need to think independently, see? Don't just rely on what your parents tell you, right? And I'll get to where that comes from in a minute. But that's a deliberate thing. It's a deliberate thing. You butter them up, you know, make them feel great, stroke their egos, and, you know, that way you can control them and manage them, and so on. So anyway, the point about the people of influence, if you look at each one of these areas, you'll find out that there's usually somebody behind it, just as Dr. Stan mentioned. For example, Kinsey and his whole concept of free love. Well, who was he funded by? Rockefeller's funded him. Same thing with a book called The Second American Revolution in the early 70s. That was by John D. Rockefeller III. What did it say? Well, you need sexual liberation. He was all for that. The humanistic revolution, he called it. So there's another Rockefeller doing that. You'd have leading psychologist Carl Rogers. I remember in the late 60s, he would get his funding from these large foundations. And I remember at Sonoma State College, he delivered, I think it was a graduation address one year, and he said, what we're doing is trying to get people into and out of relationships quickly. We don't want them developing any attachments, you know, like a man and a woman, and attachments, getting married, staying together. No, that's not what we want. We want them to be able to get into a relationship and then out of it quickly. That was deliberate. That's what he said they were about, and his associates as well. Brock Chisholm is the person I was mentioning before, where he and the first director of the World Health Organization said in 1946, February issue of Psychiatry Journal, that it's this concept of right and wrong we have to get rid of. They've been fed to the youngsters by their priests and their parents and so forth, and that's what we got to get rid of. Well, how did he come there? He was a Canadian psychiatrist. I mean, how did he get that position? Well, his buddy Alger Hiss had a lot to do with it. Who was Hiss connected with? The Carnegie Group. He shortly afterwards became head of the Carnegie Endowment until he got, you know, tossed in jail because they found out he had been a communist sympathizer at the very least. And so once again, you have Carnegie or Rockefeller or Ford or one of these foundations behind this stuff. Same thing with the Women's Lib movement. I mentioned them before. The current one, not the original feminists. They were against abortion. But in the 1960s, you know, Gloria Steinem, people like that, Women's Lib. Well, who was she funded by? Well, come to find out, the CIA is behind it. And so what we have is a case here of the CIA as well as Rockefeller funding these types of projects. And oftentimes you'll have people in the CIA. There's a lot of skull and bones types who are in the CIA as well over the years. I put their names. I put a list about 15 or so in the Globalist book, which Dr. Stan also carries, I think. And so what you have is the Women's Lib movement, the head of the World Health Organization, Kinsey and his free love concept, various psychologists leading the way in this, like Carl Rogers. Actually, Rockefeller's writing their own books, like the Second American Revolution. And so what they do is try to change the culture, which is a Gramscian sort of concept. We want to, you know, use a bloody revolution with guns all over the place, because we found out in the 1800s that people really don't like to do that that much. They didn't get a lot of support back then, or at least they failed often. Sometimes they succeeded in Italy and other places, but oftentimes they failed, especially in the larger capitalist societies. So they, you know, in Britain they took the Fabian approach, the sort of sneaky, slow approach. But here in the U.S. they would try to change the culture, like Gramsci said. And one of the ways you'd do that is through music. The very term rock and roll. In the early 50s, you find that the person who originated that term said, yeah, it's a sexual term. I mean, that's what we're doing. This rock and roll is sort of it has sexual implications, and that's what we're doing with this. And that's why, you know, we're presenting this type of music, and later on with this anapestic rhythm, the beat has a certain frenzied attitude, releases certain hormones that make a person have a high, and you know, they like this high, and so they want more of it. It's like a drug. You know, you want more and more and more of this thing. And so these people know exactly what they're doing to this. Okay, now, back to the article. What I said at the last point was the people of the French Revolution, these elitists, wanted especially themselves to lead the masses, but they presented it as you will be your own, you know, your own little god is what it was. You will decide to the average person what's right and wrong for you. Do whatever you want, moral license. But the difference is presented, I thought, in a pretty good quote by Ronald Reagan that he gave when he was actually governor. This is before he was president, governor of California, where in response to this type of attitude going on when he was back in the 60s and so on, you know, when the sexual revolution was going on, he said, quote, simply obeying whim or impulse doesn't really make for freedom as we have been told. It makes for anarchy in society and in our souls. And that's exactly right. The anarchists of the 1800s, you know, they tried this sort of thing, didn't succeed, but, you know, they stayed around. And then, even more importantly, it makes for anarchy in your soul as well. And that's what I said at the beginning of the article, that God's primarily interested in. Okay. Now, the results of accepting, as I said, the French Revolution's concepts, which is what we're living by today, even though people say, yeah, I'm a Christian, it seems like a majority of them are living by the concepts and principles of the French Revolution. What this does is tear down society, just like Gramsci had believed. It destroys the culture, degenerates people in their morality, and what happens is, we sort of have bought into that we shouldn't impose morality, but the quote, the statement that I used to counter that is, because as Christians, even though we personally, there's a term, we personally wouldn't enslave blacks, rape women, beat children, or send Jews to the gas chamber, we cannot take the attitude that it would be an undue moral imposition to prevent others from so doing. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense when you look at it in that light. And I give an example similar by a nationally syndicated columnist along those lines. Some years ago, about 20 years ago, there was a columnist talking about this very issue, and he was referring to Christians who defer, that they can't impose their morality on others. You know, when they're challenged by leftists or humanists, well, don't impose your morality on me. This columnist said, well, Jesus Christ did not say, quote, personally, I'm opposed to the money changers desecrating God's temple, but I'm not going to impose my morality on them, end quote. No, Christ fashioned a cord with knots and drove them out of there, saying he was consumed by a love for his Father's house. So this is a clear directive that we're not supposed to just sit around. I'm not saying, you know, go get a bunch of courts and go beat the politicians in Washington. But the point is, we can't just sit around and let those who are swayed by the values of the French Revolution keep taking the country from us, especially the people who claim to be Christians here. And so as it now stands, what we're left with is what? All right, in terms of abortion, what we're left with, because we don't impose our morality, is we're left with, I'll use the word idiocy, the idiocy of Roe versus Wade and Doe versus Bolton. Now, why is that stupid or idiotic? It's because those two decisions made on the same day literally say that constitutional personhood is conferred at birth. Most people say, well, Roe versus Wade gives women the right to... No. That is secondary. They would not be able to have an abortion except for this primary principle. The court said personhood is not conferred until birth. And you know, when we have partial birth abortion, it's not even conferred until complete birth, apparently, although they're trying to change that now. So think about that just for a minute. What sense does it make to say a child born prematurely at, let's say, 6 months after conception is a, quote, person, but an older child, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months after conception, can still be violently killed by an abortion simply because of place of residence? It doesn't make any sense. Whether you're liberal, conservative, whatever, it just doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. But we've allowed that to go on since 1973. This idiotic decision, which makes no sense at all, regardless of what your, you know, political sympathies are. Okay, now some people would say, well, you know, the difference between imposing some laws that have moral connotations and not others is, well, there was a consensus, you know, against rape and things like that. But there's no consensus concerning abortion. That's the argument you hear about that. Well, my response to that is, so what? Earlier in our history, there was no consensus in opposition to the Dred Scott decision regarding slavery, or Plessy versus Ferguson in the late 1800s regarding separate but equal. And in more recent days, there was no consensus about civil rights legislation. Nevertheless, there were very strong arguments in favor of the imposition of a particular moral view in each of these cases. And that's what our laws are. They are often, not always, but often the imposition of a particular moral perspective, or, you know, ethical, whatever you call it, philosophical perspective. So that's another non-argument. Okay, now, the final thing, argument I give here is, well, some would say that even if abortion was made illegal, people would get them anyway, so, you know, why not make them safe and legal? You've probably heard that argument. Well, once again, if you think about that, should we make safe and legal whatever people are going to do anyway and have no laws prohibiting such activity? Should we do away with the speed limit laws simply because a lot of people at some time are going to drive over the speed limit? Should we therefore just try to make speeding on our roads, quote, safe? Should we? Again, that doesn't make any sense. My response is no. We as Christians should reassert the right to have a biblical moral basis for our laws, just as the founders of this nation intended. And we should also conduct our own moral lives on the basis of biblical principles as well. And my concluding statement in the article is, then and only then can we justify singing God Bless America.
Well, of course, the one thing I would add, Dennis, is that this should be decided at the state level. The federal government had no right to intervene, and the reason they did is because they wanted to kill children. I mean, this is obviously what they wanted. Leave it up to the states. This is where it had been handled. Some states would tolerate abortion, others wouldn't. But it was a state's issue. According to our Constitution, the federal government has no right, under any circumstances, either to condone or to outlaw abortion. That is a state issue. But these basic principles upon which our republic was founded are not taught in schools or in law schools, or certainly never discussed on the floor of either the House of Representatives or of the Senate, except by some kooks, perhaps like Congressman Ron Paul or Roscoe Bartlett or a few of those people who really believe in our Constitution, who believe that centralizing all power with Washington, D.C. leads to tyranny, whereas although states' rights can lead to some imperfections and some injustices, we were in a far better society when the states determined what was right and wrong as far as abortion and as far as pornography and as far as homosexuality and morality than when we leave it up to the depraved people in Washington, D.C.
Well, you're right in the sense that in terms of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, anything not expressly delegated to the federal government should be reserved to the states. You're right also in the sense that we were in far better shape regarding abortion and other issues prior to that. The thing that you'll have to think about, though, is if that were applied to, let's say, slavery and other issues. Well, you know, we in the state of Virginia want to maintain slaves, but we in the state of California say it's wrong, then, you know, you get into that whole area of if there's an issue such as slavery. Just as an example, do we want to allow, and like I said, you're right about the Constitution says states, and that's the way it should be, and we were far better.
I would just counter that, of course, slavery was done away with by amending the Constitution.
Right.
And
right.
If you want to legalize abortion, then you should amend the Constitution.
Absolutely.
Not do it by judicial edict.
Never by judicial edict. That's right, yeah. Amend the Constitution, or like I said, you can simply limit the court's jurisdiction either
right.
way. Yeah. The last thing I want to get into before the time is up is that I'm going to have an update in next week's article that applies to this one. And it's a message to the Christians. Somebody was visiting here. They were talking about how a Harry Potter book is about to be released and is being purchased by a lot of people, including a lot of so-called Christians who also watch the soap operas and, you know, James Bond movies, even though there's immoral fornication in a lot of the soap operas and James Bond movies. And so I finally, rather than just argue with this person, I said, look, you know, I'm not going to she would say, well, if I watch this, I'm not going to become a witch if I watch Harry Potter or The Wizard of Oz and so on. I said, well, you know, in the first place, that stuff gets in your mind. And the second place, the witches and the theosophists believe it's a great, introduction and recruiting tool that they could use. But besides all that, why don't you just ask yourself a simple question? Whether it's a book you're going to read, a movie you're going to see, a TV show you're going to watch, just ask. And actually, my mother created this little card we have by our television. And it says, you know, what would Jesus say about this? That's basically, you know, what would Jesus watch this program with me? Would Jesus say to watch this TV show? Would Jesus say to go see that movie of James Bond with fornication? Would Jesus say to read the Harry Potter book? The person who was visiting here didn't want to deal with that because I think in the back of her mind, she knew that, the Ezekiel 33 says we're supposed to be watchmen. We're supposed to speak up. We're supposed to warn people. And in our own lives, we're supposed to, I think, ask that simple question. Whenever we have a decision to make about what to read or look at and so on, what would Jesus say about this? And so that's just a good rule of thumb that I hope a lot of Christians will use in the future if they're considering looking at a Harry Potter book or soap opera. Or whatever. We're not only supposed to apply that to our own lives, but again, watchmen. Ezekiel 33 says if you don't warn the people, then it's going to be on your head. Yes, they'll be, you know, in trouble too, whoever does this act. But if you don't warn them, you're going to be in trouble as well, according to Ezekiel 33. So that's the way I think this should be handled.
And I certainly agree with that, Dr. Cuddy. I fear that God's wrath is going to come onto America. And pray for his mercy. Well, thank you, Dennis. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, and we'll look forward to having you with us next week.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we depend on those of you who believe, as I do, that we're really involved in the spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle, and there's spiritual forces behind this whole effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society and claim the souls of our children. So, even if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month or more. You'll get the four best tapes and or four best CDs of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you're really helping us to do what we do. And we have a unique opportunity to reach out on almost 60 outlets every single week all across America and bringing people the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Now, certainly, there is a conscious effort to destroy freedom in America. We're moving rapidly towards a war with Iran, unfortunately. And certainly, if you did not hear the program we did this morning with John Quirk, and you have an opportunity to listen to my second hour of my evening program, 9 o'clock Pacific time, on RadioLiberty.com, why, you'll hear John Quirk again. I canceled my open lines because I wanted people to hear. He's just back from Central Asia, from Paris, from the continent, and from the Near East as well. And we'll share what he has learned about what the timetable seems to be for unfolding events that are going to change America forever. So begin making your plans accordingly. Understand what's happening financially. Understand what's happening politically. Understand what's happening spiritually. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD, you need to get it. You need to get the DVD, The Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, you need to get my talk on Iraq, the Untold Story. That's Iraq, the Untold Story. That comes with an excellent syllabus. Then, of course, you can also get my talk on the Hidden Agenda. Goes into how they're poisoning our children and poisoning us with fluoride. And there's a great syllabus with that. It has all sorts of documents in there coming from prestigious journals. We have the permission to reproduce these. Information you're not even going to get, you won't even be able to find on the internet, except with great, great difficulty, because they don't want you to know they're poisoning you and your children and what they're doing to the minds and souls of our children. Then certainly we hope you want to get the information on what's happening financially, the financial tsunami talk and the syllabus that goes with that, and certainly the DVDs on the secret mysteries of America's beginning and Riddles in Stone, and the DVD on the Atlantis Connection. That's the Atlantis Connection. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you have not yet made your plans for the difficult times that lie ahead, if you'd like an emergency food catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. If you have the catalog, please don't put things off, whether you get the food and supplies from us or somebody else. Is unimportant, at least beginning making plans for the possibility that we could be right. And I hope and pray I'm not, but I've been at this for 45 years, and I've never had a feeling of imminent doom as much as I have today. So remember, if you'd like a free emergency food catalog or health product catalog, or I'd like to know more about the Berkey products, or let the Berkey water fillers, or getting barrels for storing water or pumps there, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But prepare yourself psychologically and spiritually and financially and, yes, materially for difficult times, because I think that they're much closer than most people could even suspect. It's like we're living in the days, maybe December 1st of 1941. Just before the advent of the Second World War.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, beautiful for sale. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, the guest this afternoon is Catherine Albrecht. We're going to be talking about RFID identification, spy chips, as you want to, if you want to call them that. But there is a planned program that everybody will have a number and will have an identification card, or will have an identification implant. This is a long-range plan, and of course they're beginning to use these spy chips on our various products. They want to put them on our identification cards. They want to put them on our passports. They really want to identify and track every human being. They want videos, certainly on the street corners and on our roads. They certainly want to be able to read our emails and our faxes, and they want to be able to listen to our cell phones, and so many of the modern cell phones, whether they're on or off, they can listen to you. They can track you, but they can hear exactly what you're saying. Why do they want that technology? Well, we'll get into that with Catherine. Catherine, thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon.
Hey, hello, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure.
Well, why don't you tell us what the latest things are? Because it seems we're always on the defensive. The other side simply always to be on the offensive, trying step by step by step to take away
our freedom. Well, part of the reason why it feels like we're always on the defensive is because technology has really begun to take that exponential growth curve that many technologists have been talking about for years now. And what that means is that, eventually, have you ever heard the old one, Dr. Stan, where you ask two kids, would you rather have a dollar a week allowance or would you rather have $10 a week allowance, but if I give you the dollar a week, I'm going to double it every week? And the kid who takes the $10... Excuse me, after a couple of weeks, is still getting $10, but the kid who chose the $1, eventually that's $2, then $4, then $8, then $16, then $32. And if you continue on that growth curve, eventually you're going from 5 million to 10 million to 20 million to 40 million, and you're up into the billions before you turn around. And technology is actually growing in that same kind of an exponential way, where it started off very slowly. Back when we came up with the wheel and fire and all those early technologies, and then writing and the printing press. But so technological development sort of proceeded at a relatively slow pace up until the 20th century. And then you saw the beginning of that exponential curve happening. Well, what's happening now is that the same technological development that used to take 40 years, say the perfection of antibiotics, for example, some would argue we still haven't quite perfected them, but we at least understand the biology of using antibiotics to kill bacteria. Well, that took about 40 years for human beings to figure out. And so many people say, well, now all of the stem cell research or all of the genetic research, that's going to take about 40 years. And what they don't realize is that each of these technological developments builds on the one before it. And you get to the point where what used to take 40 years then takes 20 years, then 10 years, then 5 years, until finally you find that 40 years worth of progress is being made literally in a matter of days. And once society hits that point, this technology will come so fast and so heavy that we, in our human capacity, will simply not be able to make sense out of any of it. That's how quickly it will be coming at us.
Well, that's a frightening thing to contemplate, because it seems that there really are people out there who want to monitor us from the cradle to the grave, and really be able to control everything that we do. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with Catherine Albrecht talking about the spy chip technology that is increasing at a phenomenal and frightening pace. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. The Electrolyze Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyze Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Catherine was simply talking about the technology, how rapid it's increasing, that the original concepts of developing these RFID chips began with some of our major corporations, but government was there, and of course the rapidity with which this technology is increasing is indeed frightening. So go ahead and pick up the story. You were just saying that it's perhaps been slowed down a little bit, at least as far as we know, by the public opposition, but that doesn't mean it's really going to stop in any way, does it?
Well, it doesn't. And what it means, I think, is that they're retrenching and regrouping. And the one place that the folks who would like to tag and track and monitor everything and ultimately every person, the place that they've found that they've been able to get some traction is with the government, of course, because it's difficult to boycott the government. You can boycott Procter & Gamble or Gillette if you don't like what they're doing, and I would urge people to boycott Gillette because of their use of RFID. You can find out about that at our website at boycottgillette.com. But the real problem comes up when you have the government beginning to issue these things and you don't really have the opportunity to say, well, gee, I just won't shop at this government. I'll move to another country. I mean, what are our options? At some point, this stuff is going to be global and worldwide. And so that's why you're seeing RFID tags now appearing in U.S. passports. All U.S. passports issued since October, according to the State Department, are now equipped with an RFID tag inside of them. 20 million credit cards have been issued in the United States that contain an RFID tag embedded right inside the plastic. If you have one of these in your wallet, it is the wave and go, or the contactless credit card. You just wave it in front of the reader. Instead of swiping it through and reading the magstripe, it actually transmits its information using its tiny microchip and antenna. And so 20 million of those have been tucked into people's wallets. And then we know that come next year, for many people in the country, that they will be getting standardized national real ID driver's licenses, the national ID card, as it were. And in those national driver's licenses, so far, they've not come out and directly said that they want to put RFID tags in the driver's licenses, but we know that the Department of Homeland Security will be in charge, instead of your state-level Department of Motor Vehicles, all that control is going to transfer to Homeland Security, and they've openly supported the use of RFID for tracking people within our nation's borders right through their wallets or backpacks or purses. And that's the real concern about this technology, is because it uses radio waves. You know, radio waves travel right through walls and travel through wood and plastic and paper and cardboard and leather and all the things we normally rely on to protect our privacy. So if you have one of these RFID-tagged credit cards, for example, in your wallet, even if your wallet is in the bottom of your purse or your backpack or tucked in your back pocket, someone with the right reader device can come by and pick up the information right off of it, right through your clothing. And the information that they would obtain, based on some research done out of UMass Amherst here in Massachusetts, is they could get your full name, your full credit card number, and your expiration date simply by walking past you. So that's, you know, the direction that this is going and the lack of awareness on the part of the American people is really what's facilitating the sort of spread of this technology. Right. And then, of course, Dr. Stan, I think probably the thing we should focus on for the remainder of this time would be talking about the VeriChip human implant, because that's really where we're seeing the most movement in the last couple of months.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us, first of all, what the VeriChip is, and then this whole concept of implanting this in human beings, and then we wouldn't have to carry an RFID, card or passport, because it would all be right there in that chip that will be implanted in the skin. And where are they going to put that in the human body?
Well, it depends. If you consult your Bible, it would probably go in the right hand or the forehead.
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, really, Catherine, what amazes me, I hear some of these advertisements that are aimed at Christians, and they're saying, oh, you know, this idea everybody's going to be numbered. If you read the Bible, it doesn't say that you have to worry about, you know, buying and selling. It's a worship. You worship the beast and take the number. That's what's really bad. But simply buying and selling is perfectly all right. And I hear this, somebody's putting out a phenomenal amount of money, and certainly they're giving away free books, and they're, of course, advertising extensively, which costs a lot of money. And the question is, why are they willing to put out all this money to give us the Christians? It's perfectly all right to go ahead and take these chips. And I have to sort of wonder if they're going to put all that money out, if they have another agenda.
Wow. You know, and on that front, well, first let me describe what it is, and then I think it's really important that we talk about the spiritual warfare that's going on right now, because, you know, we know that we definitely have an enemy in the form of flesh and blood, the corporations that would like to control and monitor and surveil us. and the big brother government, or if we get Hillary or Obama, we're going to have a big sister government. But in either event, we're going to have a government that also wants to control and monitor and surveil us. And so we definitely know, it's clear that we've got some enemies out there in the human realm, but of course, the Bible tells us that we also have enemies that are more than flesh and blood. We're battling spiritual wickedness in high places and principalities. So I think we definitely, I want to get to that piece because I think it's really coming to a head where people need to begin to realize that many of the aspects of this battle have got to be spiritual aspects of the battle. And you know me, Dr. Stan, I've been doing this since 1999, and you don't normally hear me talking about spiritual battles, but I can tell you right now the battle is really heating up, and I think it's time for people of faith and people who see the big picture to begin to stand up and start speaking openly about that. Otherwise, the many, many people in this young generation, I'll tell you, you know, you can talk to teenagers and who go to church every Sunday, and they don't know what the mark of the beast is. They've never read the book of Revelation. They don't know anything. So unless we who know begin actually talking about the spiritual nature of some of the battles we face, we're going to all die out someday, and the next generation isn't going to know. So we won't have done our job unless we start speaking out.
And I'm so glad you are speaking out, because this is a spiritual battle, and we've been trying to get people to understand that. And I've been really so discouraged that so many of our Christian leaders will not talk about how you begin to see this spiritual battle being played out on the political and cultural battlefield. So I appreciate, Chris, I know where you were coming from for some time, but I'm glad to see you speaking out against it. So pick up the story. Where do we stand with the Barrett ship?
Well,
why should we be concerned?
Yeah, for people who aren't familiar with what it is, let me just start with a brief overview of the technology and see if I can dispel some of the myths around the Barrett ship. The Barrett ship is a glass capsule. It's about a half an inch long. If you envision holding a dime between your thumb and your forefinger, that's about how long it is. If you held a dime on edge, it's about that long. And it's injected, typically now they're injecting it in the triceps area of the arm, which is midway between the elbow and the shoulder. There is the doctor or hospital that wants to inject this into a person buys it pre-loaded into a medical syringe that has a very large gauge so that this thing can go through the hypodermic end of it. And they put some numbing on the person's body. They inject this thing up into the arm. They push the plunger, and voila, you now have a microchip inserted into an individual's flesh. They remove the plunger. They put on a Band-Aid. There's a little bit of bleeding, not much pain from what I've heard. And now that individual is scannable, just like a package of meat or a barcoded package in a supermarket. And the way the scanning works is that inside of that little capsule of glass is a tiny microchip, a little silicon chip, just like what they store information on in other electronic products. And inside of that that silicon chip is nothing more than a 16-digit number. So there is no special information. Your name is not written on there. In fact, the chip now in its current form is a dumb chip. They call it write once, read many, meaning that once they've encoded the 16 digits on there, they can't change it, they can't erase it or code something else onto it, they can't put your name on there. So it's really just a 16-digit ID number, kind of like a Social Security number. And now that number is unique, meaning that every VeriChip has a different 16-digit ID code. And so once you've been assigned your number, that number then goes into a database and is linked up with your name and all of your personal information, including your medical records, your medical history, and your medical information, potentially your financial information. There's been talk about linking these up with credit card accounts and with bank accounts so that the number, the 16-digit number, would simply access your credit card, for example.
But then, of course, there has to be a database out there that has all of the privacy, all your private information on it.
Exactly.
And you know what's really so funny, Catherine? We hear these people saying, you go to the doctor now, well, you have to sign this special privacy form to protect your privacy. And most people simply sign the form without reading it. But if you read it, you understand that what you're doing is they can now get your private information to all sorts of people. In other words, under the guise of protecting your privacy, They're eliminating her privacy, and the doctors and the dentists and so many other people go along with the ruse because, well, they're required by law to go along with it, and they're not going to tell you. If you sign this form like I'm told to tell you to do, you're giving up all your privacy rights.
It's so true, and the hilarious part about that, or I guess the tragic part about all of that, is that when they passed that law, it's called HIPAA, the HIPAA regulations, which was a privacy, supposedly a Privacy Protection Act. They put the word privacy in the title, and yet those of us who are privacy advocates and closely follow these issues, we saw that what HIPAA actually did was open up the privacy of your medical information to a whole host of people, including researchers, government agents, HMOs that your HMO may choose to share it with. I mean, a whole host of people who prior to HIPAA did not have access, legal access or legal rights to get a hold of your medical information. And so simply by putting the word privacy in the name of these bills, they get support for them when the irony is that they do the exact opposite. But getting back, oh, I hear our music coming up.
All right, but I'm sort of like the Tax Simplification Act of 1986. The purpose of the Tax Simplification Act was, of course, to make the filling out of your income tax forms much more difficult. But if they were to tell you what they were really doing, of course, you'd object to it. And just as the privacy legislation, if you understood they were taking away your privacy, why, you'd certainly object. The Patriot Act is certainly one of the most unpatriotic things we've ever seen. So understand that they use terminology, of course, to conceal what the real goal is. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Catherine Albrecht, author of the book Spy Chip, which is that we do carry, trying to expose what's really going on behind the scenes.
Ted Anderson for Midas, July 18th, 2007. Gold 667 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $339.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $339.70, and $169.85. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Okorsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Politicians have polls and teachers have tests, both designed to diagnose. What do you have at your fingertips, actually closer to your toes, to help assess the condition of your car? When I come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
True, they put the skid in skid marks, but tires have another role too, as an informant on the condition of your car. Here's how to read their clues. Form a puddle on dry concrete. with tires inflated to recommended pressure, slowly drive through the water and continue for 100 feet. And there's the evidence. If tracks are denser in the middle, over inflation. On the sides, under. If the pattern shows scallops, suspension needs service. Bald spots, defective tire or unbalanced wheel. Mystery solved. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Catherine was explaining the VeriChip. Ordinarily, it is being injected into the arm rather than into the back of the hand. You know, but and the thing is that this cannot be read from a very great distance. It cannot be tracked from the sky. They can only certainly monitor this up to maybe 15, 16, 18 inches, something like that. And so the only thing that it really can be done, it's a dumb chip. It doesn't transmit. It doesn't know your name. All it is a number. But of course, if you had one of these in you, or you were wheeled into the emergency room, they scanned you, they saw the chip. Then, of course, they could, of course, pass a scanner over it, get the number, send it to the VeriChip database there in Florida, and they would get a complete copy of your medical records. But, as Catherine points out, certainly the little bracelets that a lot of people have been wearing, for some time, that, of course, gives the same information, and they can get... So this really has no advantage other than the bracelets, the MediAlert bracelets people already have. So why is there this emphasis on trying to get people to be willing to accept these VeriChips?
Well, in fact, I want to say something else about that. Comparing the VeriChip to the MediAlert bracelet, it actually has a serious disadvantage over the MediAlert bracelet, because if you imagine that in an emergency situation, imagine that it's a Hurricane Katrina or a major earthquake in Los Angeles or a terrorist event in New York City or some major catastrophe occurs and many people are being wheeled into emergency rooms, then that's the last time you would ever want, I mean, that's the worst situation, that you would ever want to have your medical information accessible through the Internet only. If you had a life-threatening condition like diabetes or you had a penicillin allergy, you would want that on your MediAlert bracelet so that all people would have to do is flip, look at your wrist, flip over the bracelet and read it, and right on the spot they know your history. The problem with this VeriChip concept is that they would actually have to get onto the Internet, and of course, as we all know, in the middle of some sort of a crisis or a disaster or a weather event or a tornado or anything like that, the Internet is likely to be down. And so you could die because medical staff would not be able to access your crucial life-saving medical information. So it's not only that it's not better, it's actually considerably worse. And one of the other things we found when we went over their documentation that they filed with the SEC recently, the company, they actually had to file risks to investors in their company. So they aired all their dirty laundry. And one of the things that they said is that there are situations when you cannot read these chips. And one situation is if there's a lot of other radio waves around. And guess what? Dr. Stan was the one example they showed of when you might not be able to read the chip because there's other radio waves around. You're going to love this one.
What is this?
In an ambulance.
I see.
So here you are, life or death situation, in an ambulance. They go to read your chip, and all of the other radio communications from the ambulance is preventing, it's sort of clogging up the reader, overriding your signal. And so they cannot get your signal out of your chip. And what they recommend, here's the part I just thought was just jaw-droppingly wrong. They said, well, what you can do to get around this is you can either turn off all the radio equipment, as though you'd want to do that, or you can pull over to the side of the road and remove the patient from the ambulance to 10 or 15 feet away and then try to scan it again. And at the time that I first read that, it was in the middle of a snowstorm here in New England. I thought, what? That doesn't sound like a good idea. I'll take the medical alert bracelet any day. Thank you very much. So there are some serious downsides to it. And I think what your question of why is it then that they are so relentlessly pushing this is a very, very important one. It is because, and I'll say this on two levels, on the human level and then on the spiritual level. I think on the human level, it's plain and simple greed. This company, the Verichip Corporation, has been trying to sell its products since 2001. And it envisions and has talked about a market of billions. Now, if it makes a couple hundred dollars off of each one of these chips and maintaining the records over a person's lifetime, then if you multiply that by several billion people on Earth, then they're all going to be, you know, rich beyond their wildest imaginings. The only way, though, that they're going to get billions of people to sign up is if they get the government to mandate it, or employers or insurance companies to mandate it. Otherwise, people don't want this. You know, when you talk about putting a microchip in somebody's arm, the vast majority of Americans and people around the world say no thank you. And in fact, even here in the United States, they've had now 6 years to promote this technology, and fewer than 300 people have actually signed up and gotten a chip implanted in them.
Fewer than how many now?
Fewer than 300, and actually many of those have an affiliation with the company.
Well, then, what about the spiritual implications of taking the chip?
Well, see, that's where this becomes really interesting, and I think that's why we're seeing the relentless push towards more and more people wanting others to get chipped. Of course, they don't want themselves chipped, but they want everybody else chipped.
Well, do you think that this is sort of the first step along the way? Once people have been willing to accept the Verichip chip, when we have a more sophisticated one, people will be able to take it. We're going to be back in just a minute with Catherine right here at Radio Liberty.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Catherine Albrecht. And before we go on, let's go ahead and get your website out and any other information. So we do carry your book because we think it's important. It's called SpyChip.com, but I know you have a lot of great information on your website.
Yeah, our website, we have two websites. And if you want to learn about RFID tracking of products, you want to go to SpyChips with an S, that's SpyChips.com. And if you're interested in the implant, we have a brand new website we're very, very excited about and very proud of. It's got a lengthy FAQ, frequently asked questions section, and that is online at anti-chips, with an S, anti-chips, anti-chips.com. And there you can learn everything you ever wanted to know about the implantable VeriChip microchip. You can also, on that website, find the latest copy of our legislation called the Bodily Integrity Act, that we would urge listeners, please get a copy of this Bodily Integrity Act. If you go to antichips.com and you click on legislation, you can read a PDF, a little easy one-page document we've put together. It is written in plain English. Anyone can understand it. You don't need to be a lawyer to understand this law that we would like to have passed in all 50 states. And take that page and print it out and put it in the mail and send it to your state lawmakers. Send it to your state senator, your state representative, your assembly person, whoever it is you have in your state, and say, please introduce this bill. We need protections against these microchip implants. And what this bill does that we carefully authored is it requires, basically it forbids anyone from requiring someone else to get a microchip. It says you have to be at least 18 years of age to be implanted with a microchip. So children, babies in hospitals, parents could not implant them in their own children. Children could not make decisions to get them themselves until they're of legal decision-making age. And it would also prohibit people with Alzheimer's or elderly people or people in comas or who can't speak for themselves from being chipped. And it prevents people from chipping corpses. And, you know, you talked about tracking from the cradle to the grave. I don't think you realize just how right you are. They're actually now embedding these microchips into corpses. And during Hurricane Katrina, the victims of that tragic event, many of their remains were microchipped before they went to their graves. And, you know, for many, many Christians around the world and people of other faiths as well, including the Jewish faith, receiving one of these implants in the body is a desecration of the body, and people should not go to their grave without being able to with one of these chips in them and without being able to say no to that implantation. So that's what it does. We call it the Bodily Integrity Act, meaning that if people want to maintain the integrity of their own bodies and not have a microchip or other tracking device implanted in them, by Jove, we believe that they should have that right. And so please go to antichips.com. Click on legislation, print that out, and send it to your lawmakers, and let's see if we can get some action on that.
And do you want to put out your 877 number?
You know what? I think I'm going to pass on that because right now it's just me answering the phones, and I think I get absolutely overwhelmed.
Right, fine. And certainly, Catherine was saying that there are only about 300 people who have actually taken the VeriChip so far. Those are 300 live people. Apparently, they've given it to a fair number of dead people. They don't object so much.
Exactly.
And then, of course, during the break, Catherine said a couple of fascinating things. First of all, she doesn't know of anybody that there is any sort of a chip that you can actually track from a GPS satellite. There are some things about the side of a pager, but you have to put them under the skin. She doesn't know anybody who's ever taken one that'd be uncomfortable, sort of like a pacemaker. And the other thing is that we keep hearing these stories about how they're putting them into children in the nurseries. And, of course, remember, Catherine's on the front lines of this story. She has, this is her specialty. She researches it, and she's a meticulous researcher. And she says there's a lot of hype out there about when you've really tracked the stories down, whether or not, of course, to her knowledge, actually put them into newborn children. So don't believe everything you see on the Internet. Now, you were then going to talk a little bit about the spiritual implications of this. We've talked about sort of the economic implications. My goodness, if they could get, you know, a billion people or so to get one of these at a couple hundred dollars each, why they'd have more money than Exxon, but go right ahead.
Yeah, well, on the spiritual level, though, let me back up just a little bit. We've got a Christian version of our book out, and I have really felt led by the Spirit in recent years to come out very openly about my Christian beliefs. And believe me, I've taken a lot of heat and a lot of negative comments around the internet and among my colleagues in privacy circles and in legal circles for doing so. But I really think it is time that we who understand and know about the mark of the beast in biblical prophecy begin to stand up and talk about the fact that we are deeply engaged in spiritual warfare right now. And the ultimate goal, as you know, from reading the Bible in the book of Revelation, in chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, it talks about a time when all people, rich and poor, great and small, free and bond or imprisoned, will be required to have a mark on their right hand or their forehead containing a number, the number of the beast or the beast's name. And without that mark, you will not be able to buy or sell. And it is accompanied, taking the mark of the beast will be accompanied by worshiping the beast, and all of that together will lead to two very grievous punishments. One on the physical realm, which is people who take the mark of the beast will get what the Bible refers to as a noisome and grievous sore. Noisome means stinky or festering. A noisome and grievous sore on the physical plane, but on the spiritual plane, the people who actually take this mark of the beast, who take his mark and worship his image, will actually be subject to the wrath of God, and they will be thrown into the lake of fire, and they will not be forgiven. So that, as far as my read of the Bible goes, there's really only two things you can do that you cannot be forgiven for, because, of course, the whole message of Christianity is the healing blood of Christ and the forgiveness and the mercy of God. But if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, not quite sure what that is, and I would assume most of us have never done it, that's one thing you cannot be forgiven for according to the Bible. And then the second thing is dying with that mark of the beast in you. Because once you've done that, there's no going back. I mean, that's it. That's the end of it. So that's a very, very serious issue for Christians, probably one of the most grievous sins you could ever commit. And so God, clearly says that he will pour out the wine of his wrath upon those who've taken that mark of the beast. And so the other thing is, you know, if by some miracle we are the last generation, and I don't believe we are, by the way, Dr. Stan, I think that there's a lot more to come before we actually see the return of Christ. But that last generation that actually resists this mark of the beast and is beheaded for the testimony of Jesus Christ and for refusing to take the mark of the beast, that generation is the generation that will live and reign with Christ on earth for 1,000 years. And no one else will. Everybody else has to wait until the 1,000 years are up to be resurrected. But that generation that actually stands tough and that stands up and says, no, I will not take this mark and you can go ahead and behead me, that is the generation that that will actually sitting at the right hand of Christ right here on earth. So that's an amazing thing, and I think that's important to tell our grandchildren and our descendants and future generations, so that when the time comes and it's really hot and heavy and it's getting frightening and people are saying, gee, do I put my head in the guillotine and be decapitated, or do I take the mark of the beast, they can realize that not only is there eternal punishment for those who take the mark, but there's also a tremendous reward for those who refuse it.
And of course, I think that when those times come, and nobody knows when they're coming, but an awful lot of people's heart will become faint, and they'll simply go along to get along because it's the easiest thing to do.
I got to tell you, Dr. Stan, that's the reason why I think this whole rapture, the whole conversation around the rapture, is very troublesome to me, because many people believe, many Christian people believe that we don't have to lift a finger, that we can participate in the world systems, that we can be part of all of this, because the Lord will never let us get to the point where we would actually be in that position to take the mark of the beast, because he's going to rapture us all away first. And I think that, you know, we don't really know. The rapture theology is a big mystery. It's unclear to me whether the rapture will occur before or after the tribulation. I'm not even going to venture a judgment on that. But what I will say is that if the rapture comes after the tribulation and God's people have to live through those difficult times and they were expecting to be raptured away, that what is going to happen is people will say to them, you know, if your religion were real, weren't you already supposed to be gone? You know, aren't you supposed to not even be here? Your religion must be fake because Jesus never returned and took you away. And so those people, unfortunately, many, many people, I believe, who have fallen into this rapture theology and are pinning their hopes on that, those folks are going to be the ones whose hearts will grow faint because they'll say, I've pinned my entire belief system on something that didn't happen, and therefore, you know, am I going to throw away my life, or should I just take this easy, convenient little mark on my right hand and go on living my life and being able to go to work and have a home and a roof over my head, as opposed to being beheaded?
Well, I think that the belief in the pre-tribulation, the post-tribulation rapture has nothing to do with salvation, and certainly I know that there are many, many people in Hitler's Germany who lost their faith. But of course, because they were not raptured out, and they really had been taught to believe that Adolf Hitler was the Antichrist, and they were going to take a trip out of here before things got bad, and they got in the concentration camps, and they lost the faith that could have sustained them. And so I always like to think of what Walter Martin, the Bible Answer Man, said. And of course, I'm not a theologian. He was a lot smarter than I'll ever be. And he said, you know, I've been studying the Bible all my life, and I don't find anything in there that convinces me that the pre-tribulation rapture position is correct. But I pray that I'm wrong.
Yeah, well,
and so to leave it up in the air, and the other reply is, well, I'm a pan-tribulationist. I think it'll all pan out in the end anyway.
I like that. Well, you know, the way I think about it is, if I'm wrong, no harm done. You know, I actually believe that the church will have to go through the tribulation, and that we will have to make that choice. And why would we not? I mean, it definitely, it's very clear in the Bible that there are people going to be beheaded. And, you know, the church has been persecuted since the beginning. I mean, it's right now people are being killed for the testimony of Jesus. Why would it be any different for us? And so I definitely, you know, that's my belief. But you know what? If I'm wrong, no harm done. If I'm wrong and we're raptured out of here before that happens, great. But if the other side is wrong, and if the pre-tribulation rapture people are wrong, I think huge spiritual harm can be done to the church as people lose their faith because that hoped-for return of Christ didn't happen. And then they're going to say, well, it's never going to happen because your faith isn't real. And so I think that, you know, just one other thing to think about as we're talking about end time and eschatological issues. I think it's very relevant.
Well, you know, the exciting thing to me is never before in the history of the church have we ever had, you know, the ability to have everybody numbered, to be able to have people take some sort of a electronic mark of this sort. Never before have the Jews returned to the Holy Land, and of course, there's so many things that point to the fact that these are, if not the times, very close to those end times that have been prophesied, the move towards world government, which we're told will come, and the great falling away from the faith, there is a great falling away from the faith is described in 2 Thessalonians 2:3, I think, you know, and it says, you know, there's going to be a great falling away before the man of perdition or the man of sin is exposed. So what a wonderful time to have a voice, and it's simply to reach people, and a lot of people sort of think you're crazy when you talk about these things, but hopefully as they see things beginning to unfold, they'll be wondering whether maybe Catherine Albrecht could be under the right sort of thing. Maybe we ought to get out the scriptures and start to read them, because that's where faith comes from. You know?
Well, and I've been telling everybody, you know, if you're interested in these issues, pull out a Bible and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels, the first four books of the New Testament. That's really all you need. If you read those four books of the Gospel, you will get the message of Christ, and you'll get that sort of core Christian. You know, 83% of this country, you know, Dr. Stan, claims to be Christian, and yet what percentage has actually read the four books that tell about the life of the very founder of their faith? So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, first four books of the Bible, pull them out. You'll find they're fun. They're actually really interesting. You can read the, you know, the stories. They're a series of stories, and it's not dry, and it's not difficult reading. And it's essential reading if you're going to be prepared for you know, the things that are coming and to fully understand them. And I want to put in one more real quick, because I know we're coming up on the end of the show, Dr. Stan. I am now a radio host in addition to being an author. I now have my own radio program, and if I could put in a little plug and let people know where they could find the archives, I'd love to tell people about it.
You go right ahead.
All right. Well, you know, after doing about, I estimate about 800 to 1,000 hours of radio on other people's programs, I now have my own show on We the People Radio Network, and the archives are there. I've been doing it about 2.5 months. I'm on from 10 to noon Monday through Friday, but if you've got a favorite show on this network you prefer, I don't want to steal listeners away, you can catch the archives of my show at We the People Radio Network, which is at WTP for We the People, RN for Radio Network, so WTPRN.com. And if you click on Archives, my show is called Uncovering the Truth, and you can see probably a good 30, 40 shows now that I've done at this point.
Well,
and I love it. I'm on live. People can call in and ask questions. They can email me with questions and check out the answers in the archives. They're usually on live about an hour after the end of the broadcast. So anytime, day or night, you can listen to the show.
Well, Chris, we're privileged to have you as our guest here. And I love talk radio. In fact, there's nothing I'd rather do. I do it 5 hours a day, and certainly I've been doing it for many years, and I'll do it as long as God gives me breath. What a wonderful means of reaching people all over the world. And I'm sure that, you know, as the word gets around about your program, why, more and more people will be listening in, and certainly you suddenly find that people in New Zealand and Australia and in Japan, and really it's amazing through the miracle of the internet how we can reach people all throughout the world. Well, we're just about out of time, so what is the parting thought that you'd like to give for our listeners?
Well, the main thing, you know, if people say to themselves, if we're in a spiritual war, what should I do? And the number one piece of advice I can give people is work on your prayer life. If you're feeling scared, if you're feeling encouraged, whatever it is you're feeling, just at least once a day, make a point of just saying, hey, Lord, here I am reporting for duty. Use me to do your will. Put me to work. And he'll find something that not only will be useful for you to do, but something that you'll absolutely love to do. And that's been my prayer for 8 years now, and look how far it's brought me. Just an amazing life that I'm having, and such amazing things I get to do. And I'm so delighted that I get to work for the right team. So people should be getting, you know, occasionally get on your knees and say to the Lord, I'm right here, and put me to work, teach me, help me to learn, make me a better person, and mold me in your will. And you'll be amazed at the power that prayer will have to change your life.
And I think what we really have to do is recognize, as Catherine said, we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there's a spiritual warfare being waged against the minds and the hearts of the people of this country. And not simply, of course, the non-believers, but the Christians as well. And maybe even especially the Christians, because they don't have to take the non-believers away. But of course, what we have to do is understand what's going on and begin to put the pieces together. And when you put the dots together, you begin to see how this whole thing is designed to take us away from a personal relationship with our Lord, and of course to embrace the materialism and essentialism and all these things that we have here in this wonderful affluent society that could be lost tomorrow. Hang on there for just a minute, Catherine. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective No-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599. If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and really how thrilling it is for me to see Catherine really coming forward and expressing her Christian faith on the radio, which she really has never opened up as much as she did today, professing, to be a believer in our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you'd like to get a copy of the complete tape, remember, we actually do talk during the break. So if you'd like to get a copy of the tape, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do carry the book that she co-authored with Liz McIntyre entitled Spy Chip. Great information. If you'd like some of our previous interviews with Catherine and with Liz as we explore this whole field, why, of course, they are available from Radio Liberty. We could probably give you six or eight of them if you wanted that many, but probably we'll put together a 14th set one of these days and make it available. But people must understand that God, in his wisdom, has picked out maybe only one or two people to evaluate a certain specific issue. One person I know is spending a lot of time looking into the electronic voting machines. Catherine is looking into the electronic spy chips, she and her friend Liz McIntyre. And there will be other people who are just looking into what's happening in education. Other people are looking into what's happening with the AIDS epidemic or looking into other specific problems, the financial issues. But they all have a common denominator, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, economic, educational battlefield. And the sooner you understand that, the sooner you can begin to see what's unfolding. We're moving, I think, rapidly towards a crisis in society. You'll certainly want to hear our evening program, our 8 o'clock program, if you have an opportunity this evening, at RadioLiberty.com, where, of course, we'll be talking to John Quirk, who's just back from Central Asia, from the Near East, from Paris, where he's had an opportunity to talk to people, who really know what's going on. And everything points to the fact we're heading rapidly into a war with the Muslim world. Understand its implications and begin making your preparations. And then to understand the spiritual implications, my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, Forbidden Secret, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and we play a small part in that, a very professionally done video. Certainly the Ripples in Stone, or Riddles in Stone, we have to play a small part in that. You'll want to get Chris Pinto's DVD and or video. The Atlantis Connection. Chris did the Secret Mysteries and Riddles in Stone videos, but of course in the Atlantis Connection, he points out that there has been a plan for literally thousands of years, that one day this country, and they were planning on America, even though they didn't know where America was, but America would lead the world to this world government, to this world democracy that our president speaks so frequently of, although he knows America was founded as a republic. But he wants to convince everybody that what we need is world democracy, and we have to ask, why? Who's really making the decisions? Why have we been fighting 5.5 years in Afghanistan, and things are worse now than they were when we first went in? Why have we been fighting, you know, certainly over 4 years in Iraq? And of course, why is it we're not going to pull our troops out? And of course, what's going to happen as far as Iran is concerned? Well, all of these things are covered in, certainly in my talk on the Forbidden Secret and the other material available from Radio Liberty. Understand the spiritual implications of what's going on. And then, of course, please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are under attack today.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Midtown Manhattan rocked by an explosion this afternoon. Authorities have not said the blast is suspicious in nature. Early estimates blame the explosion on an electrical transformer or a bursting steam pipe. No injuries have been reported. The black boxes of the deadliest jetliner crash in Brazil will be sent to the U.S. for analysis. At least 189 people were killed when the plane failed to land on a short, slippery runway at the Sao Paulo airport. The plane erupted into flames after slamming into a gas station.